This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hottest.
Wide open touchdown, Tyreek Hill.
What do you think of when you see Tyreek Hill, Randy?
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Nothing but speed.
What must Justin Jefferson be thinking as he's hearing everyone talk about how great Tyreek Hill is?
I think the sky's the limit for a guy like Justin Jefferson.
Earlier on the show, Chargers running back Austin Eckler. Still to come, Browns running back Nick Chubb. From the Audible original, Alive and Well Enough, Jeff Daniels. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on this program. It is time for week two of the NFL season.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
It comes, comes fast.
Big game tonight.
It is. The Vikings against the Eagles this evening. 844-204-RICH, number to dial on the show. And, man, the Minnesota Vikings losing at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who went in and got themselves a flag planting, smack talking, stiff arming Baker Mayfield in the fourth quarter of that game, making plays, picking up first downs, making throws to Chris Godwin to finish up that that game, and then finding Mike Evans in the end zone for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, man, the Vikings, seeing the Lions go to 1-0, seeing the Packers come out of the chute the way that they did in Chicago, they need to win this football game. Problem for them is, remember what it looked like last year? And this is the team that actually won the division, you know? So
I was just looking at the numbers. Yeah, Jalen Hurts, 333 passing yards, two rushing touchdowns last year. Kirk Cousins threw three picks. Eagles blew him out 24-7, and it wasn't that close.
And so here we go tonight. And if they lose this game, it'll be a conversation. I firmly believe it. I know Alexander Mattison scored last week, but did you see how Dalvin Cook looked for the Jets on Monday night?
Looked pretty good.
Okay. So, you'll be hearing it. And the Philadelphia Eagles started that game in New England. Looked like they had blown the Patriots out 16-0. And then Mac Jones finds Kendrick Bourne in the end zone twice. Mac turned out to be against this vaunted defense filled with Georgia Bulldogs. Mac Jones turned out to be QB3 in your fantasy football league last week. Standard scoring. So the Eagles are coming off of that win in New England. Wins are wins. That's all that matters. It's tough to win in the National Football League, as Robert Saleh said after the Jets won their game. And the Philadelphia Eagles can go to 2-0 and watch the Dallas Cowboys take on the Jets this weekend, and the Giants go to Arizona, and the Washington Commanders go to Denver, and just sit back and enjoy the ride. Short week turnaround. I know there's a few injured players, but fantasy football wise, Jalen Hurts, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. Here we go. Eagles defense, if you're so bold enough to play them against the Minnesota offense. So real football, fantasy football tonight on Prime Video. Our friend Al Michaels and the gang. That'll be fun. Be tuned in for that one.
Yeah, buddy.
We'll discuss it at length on tomorrow's program. One of the many, I'll call this an achievement of our program.
Oh.
In our 9-year history, one of my prouder aspects to crow about is seeing every single time Tua Tagovailoa goes to a microphone and says something that is not his usual happy, shiny people type self. We hear about it because we have coined the phrase Salty Tua. And I have said I want to see more Salty Tua. And then he shows up like a shiny, happy person in Los Angeles.
Too nice.
466 yards dropped on the Chargers. And I said, you know what? When he answered the question about Justin Herbert being there, and instead of him saying, you know what? The Dolphins, I appreciate them having the confidence in me and everyone else out there that thought that I didn't have this in me. And I love Justin Herbert, but the Dolphins chose me, and I am me, and anybody else who thinks that they made the wrong mistake choosing me, well, there's my calling card, 466 yards. That's what I wanted to hear from him. But it's tough to push back when he's a shiny, happy person dropping 466, 215 to Tyreek Hill. Say, I want to see more salty Tua. And then this happens on Wednesday at his weekly media availability. Getting set for New England, by the way. Team he's never lost to. 4-0.
I know.
4-0. Now, obviously, you know, Damian Harris fumbled.
Fumbled.
I mean, there are circumstances, and they're extenuating. I know, but the bottom line is there's a 4 and there's an 0.
I know.
Just like there was a 4 and a 66. Here's this exchange in our latest edition of Salty Tua.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Salty Tua.
Do you think that anyone is still saying you can't throw deep?
I don't care. I mean, I don't care. 466 is, that's what 466 is if I can't throw deep. Thanks.
Shake that salt, Tua. Shake that salt, baby. Shake it.
Isn't that a Nick Saban thing, just constantly pounding?
It's an Alabama thing.
Throw deep, baby.
Let's go.
I think he goes home to his wife, and it's just like, what more do I have to do? Why do I have to keep answering these questions about my arm?
I'm
lighting these fools up.
It is kind of a silly question. It is. I mean, but it's also a good question because it did elicit that answer in another edition of Salty Tua. So to the member of the media that asked that question, knowing that it might be unacceptable because let's just put it this way. Name another quarterback in the league. If Burrow had dropped 466 on Cleveland.
Oh, we'd be going nuts.
Okay, if Mahomes had dropped 466 on the Lions.
Football would stop. We would have ended the season.
Let's keep going. If Jalen Hurts had dropped 466, if Dak had dropped 466, it would be, you know, any question about his ability to throw deep. Any question about Herbert dropping 466. Any question about Lamar dropping 466?
That would have been something, yeah.
Let's keep going. Let's just say, had Rodgers not had his Achilles blown out, 4 snaps in, 75 seconds in. I could go on and on. I think you get my drift. But Tua's asked that.
Just over and
because,
over again.
Because, you know, he did throw one ball somewhat short on Sunday, but everybody throws some errant footballs every now and then.
Yeah. It's week one.
He still hasn't lived down that Twitter post when they zoomed in.
His own social media team did him dirty.
When he, you know, the NFL Films tight spiral shot was like a tight wobble, and Tyreek had to wait for the ball to come down, and they're like, oh, Tua to Tyreek, fire emoji.
Who never did that?
To the point where that's the drop that Del Tufo plays all the time. He had another one, right, in practice, and he came out, and he that's where he gets that money drop from. Yeah.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
Okay, and that's when we first started saying, let's get salt in his diet.
Yeah.
That he's too nice. He's got to be a killer.
2 days.
So, hey, man, Jalen Waddle is really good. He'd be one on more than 2/3 of the league's teams, right?
I mean I'll take
okay
him.
So and he was basically just running routes, and Tua could find him, but he keeps finding Tyreek Hill. Why not? There's other guys too. The running game, I cannot wait for Sunday night, because Miami has a shot to take the lead in division outright. Because we're assuming Zach Wilson's going to go to Dallas and run into some troubles that will be difficult to overcome. And that's the only other team that's currently tied with the Miami Dolphins. And then the Miami Dolphins, let's look at their schedule, if you don't mind, please. Then they're home for Denver, which I believe is a winnable game.
Yeah.
Well, again, we just have to make sure that down there in South Florida that folks like yourselves, Rams season ticket holders who are not going to this weekend's game against the 49ers, which is also, by the way, the first place in the NFC West.
Harsh judgment.
Okay. Push back all you want. Yeah.
Harsh judgment, Mike. Yeah, I mean, come on.
You're assuming.
Gosh, so much assumption.
And then they're at Buffalo. That is a big, I mean, huge-ass football game. And that was the last time I think we saw Tua get through a game non-concussed last year in the snow on a Saturday night in a terrific performance in freezing cold weather. And that whole game he was asked about.
Right. They were
awesome
in that
game. Hey, you're from you're not from the mainland, huh? You went to Alabama, huh? So it's going to be too cold for you. That was when he was showing a little salt in his diet then that week, too. How many times this guy got to push back on narratives? I mean,
we don't know what the Bills are going to look like in a couple weeks.
Correct. Miami's going to come in, and I'm imagining, it'll be 60 degrees, and it'll be,
nice
weather in Western New York. And then
all day.
What a perfect time for them to go there. Then the Giants come in, then Carolina comes in, and then comes his, reunion tour. One of the kids that followed him are next with Bryce Young. And then the guy he essentially sent pack into Oklahoma, Jalen Hurts, before he finishes off his series with New England. And then I call this game, I cannot Mac wait. Jones. I'm praying for everybody's health on NFL Network.
You're
the first Sunday of
game.
November. At the microphone for Dolphins Chiefs.
You better have some
in
nuggets
Frankfurt.
For Andy Reid.
And then the bye. This one win, what a setup for them. And the way that Aaron Rodgers is out and the way that Buffalo
Dolphins
struggled.
You signed
it's
for
just
six
one
and
week.
Three. You signed 6-3 going into the bye. You signed for that,
let
right?
Let me see this. Put it up one more time.
6-3 to the bye. I think you'd take that.
And again,
Dolphins fans.
By the way, could week one have broken any better for the Dolphins with the Chiefs, Bengals, and Bills all losing? They've got one game up on them.
Yeah. Jets,
yeah,
too.
I know.
I mean, the Jets ended up winning.
No, I know. But the Jets are, they lost Aaron Rodgers.
Bigger picture, yeah.
So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, Dallas had a great win and so did San Francisco, and Philadelphia survived at New England. And did say the Giants week one loss was the worst week one loss of anybody because they got blown out in a home game against a division opponent 40-0. Did anybody have a better week one than the Miami Dolphins?
I'm going to put that up. Who's the biggest winner from NFL week one? So you want to put Dolphins?
And then the three other NFC teams, right?
Niners.
Or Niners, Cowboys. And then you want to include one more from the AFC? Hey, Browns.
What about the Browns? Hey,
there you go. Here, Rich. Brownies, nice.
Oh, well, Nick Chubb's about to call in, so let's be.
And plus, he's on my fantasy team.
Oh, so, okay.
I don't want to bring that up to him.
Dog pound.
Salty Tua, baby.
At Rich Eisen Show on Twitter. Vote now or give us a
call.
Can
I go back and forth? Like, do I want to see more of that or just him? Let him be him? Or maybe this is – it is part of him. And
maybe he needs it.
He's looking for it. You know, he's just kind of like searching.
He's looking for – I got it.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't – he's just standing there. I just dropped 466.
No, but he's like, how salty do I want to be? Every time he tries, he just pulls himself back.
It would be
– you know?
Let me equate myself to Tua. It would be like I had one of the best hosting performances I've hosted on a national stage, a huge national stage, and I'm being asked, well, do you think that there's some people out there that think you can't host such a big performance, Rich?
Right, after you just did.
And I'll be like, did you not hear? I mean, I was transitioning. I was engaging. I let my analysts talk.
I ad-libbed a few jokes.
Yeah.
Like I was on it.
I was on it.
Yeah.
I ad-libbed deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then somebody's asking me that question. It's kind of like 466. Tua pointed at the scoreboard.
Right.
I love it.
Disrespect is real.
Yes. That's the guy who came up with 215. That is truly one of my favorite drops.
Disrespect is real.
Disrespect is real. What was that about? I forgot what he said that about.
I don't remember.
It's still too good. All right. We'll take a break. Nick Chubb's going to join us right here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Cleveland Browns. And then we didn't discuss this yesterday. The NBA has come up with actual rules to make sure that when you go to a game, you're going to see the stars play and not dressed in pajamas because they actually played the night before. That's next and still to come on The Rich Eisen Show.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
On October 5th, Loki is back in a brand new season.
Reunited. That's right.
The countdown is on.
I've been waiting.
Don't miss the return of Marvel's most watched Disney Plus show.
Loki.
Loki. Loki.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
His time is running out.
You better run!
Marvel Studios' Loki Season 2. New episodes streaming October 5th, only on Disney Plus.
So the hellscape that Elon Musk is destroying sometimes has some great moments to it.
Agree.
Here's one of them. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar tweeting this one out, apparently on a plane with Martin Short. How delightful. On a flight with someone who lived up or down to his name.
Right.
I mean, and as if this doesn't give you enough smiles, as if these humans together, taking a photograph together, doesn't leave you enough with a good feeling. Who retweeted it? But Wonder Woman herself, Linda Carter, says, wait a minute, aren't you the co-pilot, making an airplane reference to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
That's amazing.
Honestly,
amazing.
I didn't know I needed this.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wait a minute, aren't you the co-pilot? Yeah. Says somebody who, let's put it this way, back in the day, I had a sticker of her on my bicycle with all the Charlie's Angels as well.
Well done. I mean, as you should.
I had a Jaclyn Smith sticker on my bicycle, which is not a metaphor for anything. It was my actual conveyance. I would ride around the neighborhood. Come on.
As you should.
Martin Short and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It's even funnier because Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, had her own invisible plane.
Yeah, yes. Well, that could be a nice retort. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'm seeing you. Shouldn't your plane be invisible? Great way to go back.
Yeah, every now and then Twitter just is
good. Every once in a while it has some good moments.
And then most of the time, though, X stinks.
That's true.
Yep. When you kick me off, you stink.
Martin Short.
You're back.
Only smiles in the airplane on Hulu.
Hulu.
Right here on Roll. By the way, Zan loves that show, Only Murders in the Building.
It's fantastic.
It is great.
I've yet to watch
awesome.
It, but I hear it's really good.
Well, he came for Selena Gomez and then has now loving the rest of the team there.
Same?
Back here on the
makes sense.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. On the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I just did the full Monty right there, like the comedian did, making fun of me a few weeks ago.
10:21 here on the Roku channel.
You're wearing the sweater. I mean, it's like
I'm doing it. He did the zip up though.
It's all working.
He got in my head. I got to get that out of my head.
No, man, it was funny.
It was funny. It was funny. I don't think there's nothing to get in your head about, man.
It's just for flattery.
All right. So while we're being self-promotional, I'm doing Monday Night Football on Monday. By the way, two games.
Love that.
There's a 7 Eastern between Carolina and New Orleans.
Yep. Is that the one that Fowler's doing?
That's the one that Fowler's doing with, I think, Lewis Riddick and Orlovsky, I think
that's the case. Yeah,
right?
I think so.
And then the 8 Eastern version of events with Buck and Aikman. And that is Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Oh, baby. Getting ready for that game on Westwood One. And joining me now, right now, on a phone line, because he just got off the practice field, just put a phone right in his hands. By the way, and he knows how to carry the 4 points of pressure on the telephone, is the perennial Pro Bowler, fresh off of 106 yards against the Cincinnati Bengals, none other than Cleveland Brown running back Nick Chubb. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How did that how's that win sitting there in Cleveland over the last couple days, Nick?
Yeah, it definitely felt good, you know, get the home opener win against a division rival. But, you know, as it goes in a professional, we got to keep moving forward.
So one at a time, and you know the Steelers truly need this one, Nick, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. But that's how it is. You know, I remember last year we had a loss to the Jets, and then we had Steelers Thursday night next week, and, you know, we ended up winning. So I'm sure that's the same mindset, too.
So
that taste out their mouth.
How is it different this year already, Nick? Forget the win. How are things different this year from last, for instance?
It's just the energy around the building, I would say. You know, we're definitely a tighter group. The chemistry's there. The sun's rolling. And I feel like we got closer just over the last couple of years, and everyone's playing for each other.
So, and offensively, what do you think you saw from yourself on tape or from your offense on tape that can be improved based off of last week, Nick?
I think the weather definitely played a factor into the game. I mean, we weren't able to throw the ball as well as we wanted to. I think we can definitely, our passing game is definitely something that's going to be a big part of our offense this year. And I think, you know, we'll have a better chance moving forward of showing that.
The challenges that the Steelers face for you are what?
Just how big and physical they always are up front. And they all play hard, you know, machines. This is a great team overall. Every year it's a challenge for us. You know, I don't think that'll change this year.
Nick Chubb here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Cleveland Browns. Look, I wanted to talk to you not just because of how good you are, but I wanted to talk to a running back in the NFL who's actually paid what he's worth. It's been so rare for me to do that, Nick. what are your two cents on the subject matter of the running back market, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say, you know, it's a tough spot that we're in. You know, the NFL definitely has leverage over us in that aspect because they can just, you know, pretty much grab any running back they want. I think the biggest thing is just for us just to find a way to stand out, you know, find a way to be different, which honestly I think we have, but it's just a bad spot for us to be in right now.
So were you on that Zoom a few weeks ago?
Yeah, I was.
What was it like?
I mean, it was just everyone's kind of, you know, telling how they feel about the situation, what was going on at their teams, what's going on with their contract negotiations, and pretty much all said the same thing. You know, teams just aren't budging, and they're standing strong with the offers they have for us right now.
Do you feel that every yard you gain might be held against you once you do go back for another contract, Nick?
Oh, 100%. You know, we're in a position where if our production hurts us, you know, if we do have a great game or a great season with a lot of yards, a lot of touches, that will be used, you know, against us because we're, you know, worn down or had too many carries.
And who put that Zoom together? Who put that one together?
I'm not exactly sure. It was a bunch of guys talking. Might have been Eckler or Derrick Henry, one of them.
What does it mean to you to have Jim Brown's patch on as you're running for the Cleveland Browns, Nick?
Yeah, it's definitely special. You know, also being a running back here, I've got to meet Jim Brown, learn about him, watch his tape, learn about his history. You know, it's definitely – it's a special, and it's definitely a privilege for us to, you know, for me to come after such a great running back and be able to, you know, follow his footsteps.
All right. Give me a good Jim Brown story. Where did you first meet him, or what did he tell you that sticks in your brain as you go out and run for the Cleveland Browns? What do you got for me, Nick? What do you have?
And I don't really have anything that he actually told me, but I do have a story. It was my rookie year, you know, first time coming to Cleveland. And at that point, I didn't know much about, you know, the history of Cleveland or the city or anything. And, you know, the first thing that Hugh Jackson, the head coach at the time, said was, you know, first things first, before you learn anything else, you know, Jim Brown is the greatest Brown to ever play here. Mm-hmm. From that point on, you know, I've seen why he said that, just how everyone talks about him, you know, how much he changed, you know, the world outside of football and all that. You know, he's definitely the greatest Brown ever.
Well, I just remember the first time I met him, Nick, was 20 years ago when I was first hosting NFL Total Access on NFL Network. And, you know, he was going to be interviewed after our live show. He thought that he was going to be interviewed during the live show. And during a commercial break, he comes out of the green room and he comes and he finds me and he goes, when are you going to come and get me? And I'm like, right. Oh my God, that's Jim Brown. Like, not only am I meeting him, but he's angry with me.
That'd be a scary sight.
And it looked like he could give me a few snaps right then and there. And he was about 70 or 60, like in his late 60s at the time.
Yeah.
You know? And so you were just sitting down with him? Was he in Cleveland in the locker room or something when you met with him, Nick?
Oh, yeah. I met him around here in Cleveland a plenty of times. We never really had that one-on-one talk.
Sure. I got you.
Definitely met him a lot.
Nick Chubb here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I imagine, do you have a crossover move like Myles Garrett, Nick?
I don't think I do. You know, basketball is never one of my specialties.
Never. Never.
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Because I imagine if you did that, you'd be called for a legal motion, right? Like, he can't be, right?
I'm sure that'd be illegal for us to move that much.
Yeah,
that
would be a 5-yard penalty.
Snap.
Yeah, pre-snap. That's a pre-snap penalty if you do that.
Yeah, it is. 100%.
Did you see that live when he did that, or have you seen it on film?
I didn't see it live. I saw it on Twitter over the last couple of days, and it was just funny how he was doing that in front of him, but then he used the move live from the play snap and still got around him.
Well, I guess it's a good thing he doesn't have a fadeaway jumper, because that would be bad if you're rushing the passer, right, Nick?
Yeah, it would.
What's it like to watch him work?
It's amazing. You know, Miles is Miles. You know, he works hard, and he definitely takes what he does in this building every day, working hard, taking care of his body, and he uses on the field, and it's an advantage for him and for us.
Nick Chubb here. A few more minutes left with the Cleveland Browns running back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So let's just jump into it. What are your goals this year? 100 yards already in. What do you have for me? Personal goals for you, Nick Chubb.
Yeah, I really don't have personal goals. You know, I take it one day at a time. You know, all the work I do in the offseason and all the work I do here, it puts me in a position to set new goals. But personally, I don't put my mind on it. And you know, I used to be superstitious, but that only – makes it harder for you. So me, I just put the work in, and I know I'll be where I need to be at the end of the day.
What do you mean? You used to write down goals and then you stopped? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did. And then if I didn't get the goal, and then it's like, you know, I'm looking at what I did wrong, even though I did everything right. So I think it's not. Personally, I don't believe in writing down goals for that reason.
Okay. So then the conversation around your team is what? Do you guys openly talk Super Bowl, Nick?
Well, I don't have personal goals. You know, team goals are different.
Yes, right.
So, I mean, of course, I mean, it goes without need to be said, I guess. You know, everyone knows what we're doing this for. It's no secret. You know, we put the work in every day, you know, to come out at the very end on top.
Okay. And I guess, you know, you're one of the few Bulldogs that don't play for the Philadelphia Eagles, too, Nick.
Yeah, I know, right?
What do you think of all that, how the Eagles keep on getting Georgia Bulldogs?
I love it. I love it. I mean, I got a chance to play against them in a joint practice, and it was just nice to see all those guys still together and see some familiar faces. And, you know, I'm jealous. I don't have any dogs here with me.
None? Well, I mean the dog pound, right, Nick?
Right. I got the dog pound. Yeah, I don't have any Georgia Bulldogs here.
Understood. Yeah, no Uggas, no nothing like that, but you just have people wearing Ugga masks, basically.
Yeah, you know. Pretty much.
Okay, very good. Look, I appreciate the time here, Nick. Greatly appreciate, you know, the way that you run the football. And again, I not only wanted to have this conversation so I could speak to somebody who's paid properly at the running back position or what they feel is valued. And then also I wanted to speak to one of the elves, you know.
yeah, that was funny.
How did that Jamar Chase comment land in your locker room, Nick?
I don't read much into that. I knew our defense would. I knew that they would take care of it for us.
Right, but I mean, he said it after. He said that they were beaten by a bunch of elves.
Oh yeah. I didn't really see that. So
you didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said that, Nick. You didn't know that he said after the game we got beaten by a bunch of elves is what he said.
Yeah, I ain't say that. That's funny, though. You know, I guess at some point you got to let it go. Yeah, that's funny.
So you see the humor in it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I see the humor in it.
Okay. Well, guess what? You're going to hear about it before week 18 when you see him again.
Yeah, that he said. All right. I'm sure.
Okay. Okay, Nick. Good luck against the Steelers. When you're getting ready for Monday Night Football and you're in Pittsburgh and you know what this means. You know what this means, okay? You've been around Cleveland enough to know that this team from Western PA is not very liked in that neck of the woods. So what's going to be going through your mind as you're in that tunnel prior to Monday Night Football, Nick Chubb?
Biggest thing is that, you know, going to the game, I understand how bad, you know, this game means to them, how much they need to win this game. And so that's in the back of my mind, the back of all of our minds, that we got to push harder. You know, we got to understand we're going up against a hungry team, you know, with their back against the wall, and they're going to do whatever it takes to win. So I think the biggest thing for us is to match that and match it more.
And then emerge 2-0 in division after 2 weeks of the season.
Sure, that'd be nice. That's the goal.
Nick Chubb, thanks for the time. Good luck, and always appreciate watching you run. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it.
You got it. That's Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns, the all-pro running back right here prior to Monday Night Football on Westwood One. And you can check out the NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone. All season long, you can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. Stream Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Nice pause. Well done.
Thank you. Well, I mean,
professional.
If you want to know how the sausage gets made, there is a comma there.
On the copy?
Yes. Oh, and so nice. I'm just doing a full summary.
Well done.
Of pronouncing the comma with silence.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Put the Cleveland Browns schedule up, please. Let's go. Because they are currently on our Twitter feed poll, right? One of the four teams?
Yeah, they are. One of the four teams. Who's the biggest winner from week one? Dolphins, 49ers, Cowboys, Browns.
Let me guess the current order. Cowboys, Niners, Dolphins, Browns.
Incorrect.
Ah, what do we have?
Pretty even poll. Hey. 31% fins up. Miami Dolphins.
Really?
26% faithful to the Bay.
I'm liking this.
25% Dallas Cowboys, 17% Dog Pound.
All right, I'm going to hit this with a retweet, or as they're calling it now, repost.
So dumb. someone pointed out Lions. I hear you, bro, but the Chiefs didn't have their two best players. So
we keep forgetting the Lions because they started Thursday.
I get it.
So
two of the three best players.
But the reason why we're putting the Dolphins there is because, again, and this is not what this service is for, is nuance. I mean, the Chiefs, Bengals, Bills all lost. Jets lose Aaron Rodgers for the season. They look the way they did. Browns schedule, please. Thank you. Home for Tennessee after this. Home for Baltimore.
The Browns could be 4-0. Browns could
be
4-0.
Do you realize what this means is they are two-thirds of the way through with their home division schedule and halfway through their division schedule before their week five bye. So get it in now. And then home for San Francisco as the DeBartolo family returns to their home state.
Going to need Deshaun Watson to look a little sharper.
At Indianapolis, at Seattle, home for Arizona. Guys,
it's breaking right for Cleveland.
That's eight games halfway through. What do you think? They can win five of them, six of them?
I mean, they could be 4-0 going into the bye.
They could. At Baltimore coming out. Then they're done with the Ravens by week 10. Finished.
That's a sigh of relief.
Then home for Pittsburgh week 11. Done with Pittsburgh through week 11. Their only remaining division game is their last game of the year at Cincinnati. And then in between, I don't know. I mean, that Zach Wilson's coming to pay a visit week 17, unless it's Tim Boyle or whoever the Jets might pick up in the next month on an early an early game that week.
I mean, week 18 could be for a playoff spot for both teams.
So that's why it's amazing how just one win can get you feeling this way. And then, of course, if the Steelers mudhole them, then we'll be like, okay, that's who we thought they were. Yeah. I mean,
TJ Watt has three more sacks,
Why we have a podcast called Overreaction Monday.
Yeah, buddy.
And also, What the Football, available right now where all podcasts can be acquired. It's fun stuff with Charles Woodson when he came on with Amy Trask and Susie.
I mean, I saw the after photo with the two bottles of Intercept wine.
Yeah, and then Amy took them home. What the hell?
I mean,
Amy took them home. You know, I mean, you'd think she'd leave one for the team. You know?
Leave one? I mean, come on.
Come on.
Something for the effort.
We're thirsty.
You know,
that's the way they roll, though.
Start the show.
How many shows does Susie do where there's alcohol involved?
All of them.
She doesn't drink.
All of them.
Very often. At all.
Just when she's on air.
When she comes here.
just with us.
Just on air. She needs to get through with TJ.
Oh, no. Actually, she loves these guys.
I'm kidding. She loves you guys. Susie's going to kill me for that.
No, she won't.
No, she loves me. You know that, Rich. That's another one I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why Dion loves Mike so much. I understand why Susie loves Mike so much.
Well, that's because
I've known Susie forever.
And they also haven't sat with him on a plane.
I actually did sit next to Dion on a plane.
Did you really?
More than once with you on Thursday Night Football. Flying back home a couple times.
Yeah, and then a bunch of my on-air colleagues walking back to coach were like, how the hell did Del Tufo get that seat?
Yeah,
well, I mean, he's got a boat. If
facts.
He's going to sit and coach,
come on. Facts.
I mean, Rich.
Oh, if you own a boat, you don't fly coach.
No, come on.
That's the rule.
That's
Is that really the rule?
I think so.
What's I didn't see that. Is that in the fine print that you get with your ticket?
Super
you never read
print.
The fine
yeah,
print.
It's super fine
if you
print.
Have a boat, you may not well, have anything but a first class ticket.
Rich wouldn't know because he never gets past 1A, so he doesn't know what goes on behind him.
Guys,
that's not right.
I've been filming 2B.
First of all, he is right. Secondly, that is not right.
That's not right.
But maybe. He is correct.
Yeah, that's true.
No, okay, it's not right.
But my days of seat shaming are over, Chris. They're over.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
I used to seat shame.
It was a different time.
Brockman all the time. They were different times.
They're different to different.
We're
different
all grown. Our relationship has evolved. I'm an evolved man.
Seat shame.
I used to seat shame all the time.
He was bad.
I'd literally be sitting in the row behind the curtain. They're like, come on.
I would video him walking back.
I know.
That's disrespectful.
I do have on my phone probably buried from 7 years ago.
Oh, so long. Like coming home from camp or something.
Videos of Chris just walking to coach.
Meanwhile, me and Brockman, we go on a plane together. We get put in the very last row.
Literally the very last row.
And the flight attendant won't even pay attention to us.
We were going to Ohio for the Hall of Fame, and our flight was delayed leaving LAX, and so our connection in Salt Lake City we missed. So we had to, instead of going to direct to Cleveland, we had to go to Pittsburgh and then drive. And the only
I remember that
the only seats available were in the very last row.
And then getting to New York 1 year for you was really troublesome.
Getting to New York one year was a disaster because of delays. Lightning,
I know, and I was trying to help you out.
Yeah.
And the only way that I could connect with you is because you asked one of your row mates.
Yep.
This is pre Sarah, pre all of that.
Yep.
She was an attractive young lady.
I don't remember.
But you were not hitting on her for her looks. You were hitting on her for her Wi-Fi.
I needed her phone
because you would not pay for Wi-Fi. He chatted up the girl in the row
just so I could use
could
her phone.
Could I use your phone? I'm starting to get these texts from some number I don't recognize, and it's Brockman. I'm like, who is this? And he admitted he used her phone. Like, he wouldn't buy the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's a fact. These are also old times. Have you evolved? Would you do that now?
Oh, I would just order the Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
You know, I found a similar situation during my fantasy football draft. One of my friends told me this, that when he goes on planes, T-Mobile, if you have T-Mobile, you get free Wi-Fi.
Okay.
He's been telling me for years, and I never knew this, that when he goes on flights, he puts my phone number and uses my name.
Because you have T-Mobile.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm doing that now.
Why?
Wait a minute.
Wow, that is genius.
Oh. But genius, that's not right. No, who is this person? Why would Ashton do that to you?
It wasn't him. It was a guy in our fantasy think he'd be football able to league.
Oh.
And I was like, and he told me this right before we drafted. I was like, wait, what?
What the guys in your league?
Brilliant. They're morons.
I mean, I've got Murph, so.
Yeah, who are you to
I'm going against
stones.
Murph this week.
Free Murph. Well, Murph got freed. I don't have any cause right now.
I'm playing against the Brian Hartline dude this week.
Please beat him.
Beat him.
By
the way, in fantasy baseball playoffs, I'm against him and regular season
and
football.
If this adds any incentive for you to beat him, he thinks you're disrespectful by wearing shades and hats talking to people. Does that help?
It does.
Good. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the NBA has spoken. You may not rest players when they're eager to play and can actually play. What the hell's going on in this world? That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, it's Rich Eisen. You want an exciting and fast-paced podcast based on one of the most popular segments in the history of the Rich Eisen Show? Well, you got it. Overreaction Monday, hosted by me, Rich Eisen, and my compadre, Chris Brockman. And every Monday, we're going to dive into the headlines from pro and college football and overreact. Are you ready, Chris Brockman? Yay or nay?
Yes, Rich. No holding back, buddy. I'm coming for you.
Absolutely what you need to hear. Overreaction Monday, every single Wait For It Monday, wherever you listen.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
My guest is Kim Zuckman. She is author of the book, There's No Cream in Cream Soda. I don't think I've ever really known the story of why they're called hot dogs.
There are so many legends about the name of the hot dog. When the Germans immigrants came over and they brought all of their sausages, they also brought their dachshunds. It really is because they kind of look like dachshunds.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.
Brockman just out of the blue. Where were you when you sent this tweet, Chris?
Oh, I mean, was that on a Sunday? Was it a Sunday night?
Don't remember.
I was probably just at home.
And you just said, you
watching
know what?
A game.
If the Eagles make the playoffs, I'll take
might
a bite out of Mike
myself.
Del Tufo's hat. You said, I will take a bite out of Mike Del Tufo's hat.
Yeah.
Eagles have made the playoffs, and you have avoided the inevitable for a week. That ends now. I just sliced up a 1-inch by 1-inch cutout of Mike Del Tufo's Callaway hat. And I placed it like little Easter eggs into the half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yep.
Take a bite. Ugh, here we go. Here you go. Brockman is taking a bite. Did you get a piece of the hat there?
I think
you did.
Oh, yeah.
You're the one who chose the peanut butter, too.
Trash can nearby?
Nope. Nope. We don't.
It's part of the hat sticking out. I didn't get it all.
Oh, that is an awful piece right there in that sandwich. You may not.
As long as you eat it.
Keep going.
Ugh.
Keep going. I didn't go through.
Oh, man, this piece is like right on my tooth.
Why did you even do this, Chris? You didn't have to. You took the McLovin.
Because the Eagles stink.
They're terrible. Oh, my God.
That was Sunday.
Radio audience, I can't even tell if that's a piece of glistening jelly or a piece of a glistening jelly, a jelly glistened Del Tufo hat piece. Down it. I feel like I'm talking to Taylor eating her broccoli. Just eat it and we'll get off your case. Oh, he just went one bite. He finished it. This is not going to be good because that is peanut butter and it is jelly and it is Del Tufo hat. And you just jammed literally 3-inch by 3-inch piece of sandwich.
It was a proud day for my future son.
Oh, my God. It's tough to watch. It's tough to watch back.
It is really tough to watch.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, Christopher, what's the news? We didn't really get around to it yesterday because we were going down an NFL wormhole in the middle of the week. What do you got for me over there? What did the NBA come up with? Because you know, this whole business of showing up to games and not seeing star players because they're resting to make sure that they're ready for the playoffs because they got injured 7 months prior is about to stop. What do we have over there, Chris?
Yeah, it's really something. The NBA Board of Governors voted on Wednesday. So they approved tougher resting policy rules and punishments for star players who sit out games, including national television and the in-season tournament. as well as teams having multiple All-Stars sitting out together for regular season games. So one of the new rules, according to Woj, teams will be fined $100,000 for a first violation, $250,000 for a second, and $1 million or more than the previous penalty for additional violations. So basically it gives the league authority for greater oversight over all of this stuff. According to Adam Silver, his quote, "I think this is an acknowledgement that it's gotten away from us a bit, particularly when you're seeing healthy players who are resting.
Facts.
It becomes maybe even more a notion of stature around the league as opposed to absolute needed rest."
Facts.
In total, 25 teams and 50 players are impacted by the new rules.
So who, is there a list of who they consider too valuable to sit?
Like there that, is that a would list. Be
and
let
what,
me,
and what if what if you're a player that. Is that a new metric that you're you want to make right. that list or you're offended that the NBA is like, "Yeah, we don't care if you rest."
Yeah, so,
or is this right. going to be a new metric as part of the collective bargaining agreement that you can get bonus money, right? If you're on the list of players who are not allowed to rest, hey, that's like, that's kind of like making second team all NBA, and you get a little bonus money for that.
So the league memo went out to all the teams. So enforcement is going to be based on the league office investigations,
okay,
which will include independent medical reviews, which is kind of what we were talking about before. So for example,
so there's going to be, hold on a second, there'll be like a load management doctor going around to all
much.
30 teams.
Yeah. So, for example, teams must manage their roster to ensure that no more than one star player is unavailable for the same game. So, for the example that they used was, say, Boston would not be allowed to rest Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum in the same game unless they are both legitimately injured.
So they'll need a note from their doctor. That's teams basically
must,
it.
Teams must refrain from any long-term shutdown or near shutdowns when a star player stops participating in games or plays in materially reduced role in circumstances affecting the integrity of the game.
That's anti-tanking.
So that's
right there.
Anti-tanking.
Okay.
Under that, so under that scenario, last year, the Wizards and Blazers would have been investigated by the league after shutting down Bradley Beal and Dame Lillard at the end of last season.
Wow. I like this.
Hey, man.
I
took Cooper to that, remember that Clippers-Blazers game?
Oh, yeah.
And I took a shot of the scoreboard. And it looked like, you know, the G League had come to the NBA, you know, with all due respect to the players that were out there. And, you know, and the Clippers rested a ton of players, too, because, you know, they'd already gotten a spot it is for fans very frustrating. I remember when I went to Cleveland last year for that Ravens Browns game on a Saturday that I called. You know, where it had just, you know, one offensive touchdown, and the games before and after that were like points of paloozas, but that's just for another day. that there were Cavs fans all over the place because that night the Mavs were in town, but it was on the back end of a back-to-back and they sat Luka. Then the next week the Warriors came in and Steph Curry got sat because he had just been hurt and he was coming off back-to-back games. And it's just like, well, then don't schedule back-to-back games. It's just that simple.
Right.
And as you know, Kawhi didn't play back-to-back games last year because he was coming off of a knee injury from the previous year.
Yep.
So the NBA is defining a star player as someone who has made an All-Star or All-NBA team in any of the three previous seasons. So in total, 25 teams and 50 players are impacted by the new rules.
So Wembanyama doesn't fall under this rule?
He does not.
No. It's just weird. Like, you're going to have an independent doctor go and, like, what, you're going to overrule the team doctor that's been working with this player for years and months?
Yes, you are.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, it's one of those things, you know, my arm.
Vinny Bumbats.
I'm sitting out for a little bit. And then the NBA is going to come in and go, doctor. Really?
Certainly if it's on a Saturday night and on their league partner.
Well, nationally televised games or any of the in-season tournament games.
There's got to be some rule against that, right? I mean, I don't know these HIPAA rules and these. You can't. Can you have another doctor come in and overrule the team doctor?
Yes, you can.
Working on that.
Yes,
player?
You can.
And their medicals, aren't they supposed to be private?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
There is an age element here that the NBA has thrown in there. They will allow pre-approved designated back-to-back allowances.
Huh.
Mouthful. For players who are 35 years and older on opening night.
I'm good. I can take days off.
So career workloads of 34,000 regular season minutes or 1,000 regular season and playoff games combined.
Those people have NBA ARP cards.
Pretty much.
That's what they got.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's for the,
obviously, LeBron James.
Get a free subscription
falls
to
falls under this
NBA ARP card.
Under this criteria, so we may
magazine.
Not see, LeBron sitting a lot
discounts
more next
on
year.
Vacations, too. I use them.
Sign of the times, gentlemen and ladies watching and listening. Sign of the times that a league needs to put out rules for making sure that healthy players play. It's nuts. Like, usually we're in the day and age of player safety, health and player safety. Now it's health and fan consumer safety rules have been put into place. Player health and fan consumer safety rules have put into place. It's just player health and league partner consumer protections have been put into place. For their billions, they're not going to be sitting there going, really?
Right. Who are these people playing tonight?
Because star A played the night before. Both players are out because they've got a week coming up where there's four games in it. I can't believe we've gotten to this point, but kudos to the NBA for realizing it and saying this is the way it's going to get done. Good luck enforcing it.
So is this going to be a new position teams are going to have to hire someone for? Like the load management schedule decider?
Yeah, there's got to be a load. Here's the thing, though. This is like the secret. They already have load management advisors. They're people who come up with this plan in some room somewhere and like right now
algorithm with the schedule,
Chris,
or something.
I bet they already have it. Yeah. Every team right now before training camp starts next month, they already have it mapped out. All of it.
They should.
They have it all mapped out. They're looking at the schedule and they're like, this player is probably not going to play here, or this player is not going to play there, because we see the back to back, we see the flight. Which team has it's Jacksonville. They've got like hydration level monitors in the urinals.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're getting real time hydration levels from players as they're peeing. I'm serious. Like that's the way it's happening now. So if that's happening and if they're at that level at the professional athletics level, like the NFL, the NBA must have this too, of course. And then on top of it, they have it all mapped out. So that person is now in charge. Go back to the drawing board. Hell yeah. Go back to the drawing board, because some 9-year-old that's going to buy, if I'm buying my 10-year-old daughter tickets to see a star, I'm not going to show up to the arena and, get my playbill and saying tonight's role is played by some G League guy you've never heard of.
It's all great until someone's really injured and they
go out
there.
Well, and we'll see
and
how it goes, man.
Out.
But you have to make these rules, and I'm glad they did.
Hey guys, it's Susie Schuster, and I am so excited for my new podcast coming out this fall. It is called What the Football with Susie Schuster and the Princess of Darkness, Amy Trask. If you're looking for a new podcast to listen to about jargon, heavy-legged waistbenders, this is not for you. We're going to have big girl conversations, and we are going super deep to bring you weekly guests that you won't find anywhere else. It is What the Football with Susie Schuster and Amy Trask, wherever you listen.